So I was reading the scriptures for Mass this week, and one of the things I thought first was the different titles that God has. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As our Father, as the dominion and the Creator, as Jesus as our King and our Savior and our Shepherd. It's the Holy Spirit with strength. And as the one that is the one to save for us, giving us the fruits and the gifts. And as I was reading that, I was thinking of that in my own personal life, how I've seen the titles of some very important persons in my life, both teachers and coaches. As I was imagining those, I was being reminded of myself, and probably you the same, I think especially with teachers, that I'll be honest, there are some teachers I remember of the many years I went to school that I didn't necessarily like. I should have really loved them, and I did respect them, but necessarily like them with that class or what the subject was. But I know there's, in my one hand, I guess, there's four or five teachers that were amazing. They're just a perfect click for me. And same thing with coaches. Because I love sports. I know some great coaches, some of my best, that made me the best I ever could, even when I thought I couldn't do it myself. Whereas other coaches that I just didn't like. So tonight and this morning, think about those titles. Whether it's God or a human that has really supported your life. Whether God himself, those titles, or a person like a teacher or a coach. I'm sure there's somebody that you can think of that really helped you in different places. Those that encouraged you as well as challenged you and taught you. So let's listen to the readings today, because everyone is different. So first, Habakkuk. We don't hear about Habakkuk that often. He's one of the 12 minor prophets. Now, minor versus the major prophets like Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Isaiah. It doesn't mean they're worse. It just means that they have a less text, a lot less data. But Habakkuk was in a tough situation with his people, the exile. And he was being challenged. And what does he hear from God himself? The vision still has its time, presses out on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. But I think God is showing Habakkuk was things like patience. To wait, to listen for me. And I remember that verse in seminary and in college that I didn't know what my vocation was for many years. And who was it to me? Well, God, or my coach, or my teachers. Just wait, you'll learn. You'll know what your call is. And you have the apostles in the gospel who asked about faith and the mustard seed, that you could throw it in the ocean and it would grow, and we believe that that could happen with our faith. And then Jesus, in a very special group of apostles and disciples, and us today, needs to be challenged. And again, another verses that I remember perfectly, I actually gave a homily about it as a deacon in the seminary. We are unprofitable servants. And I need to remind myself that to this day, that as a priest, I am not God. I'm a clay vessel for God. And I hope every day that I do the best I can. And there's days I fail. But that's an image from God, again, or on earth, that we mean to be challenged. We can do better. We can work harder. We can run faster. We can study more. Then we have St. Paul talking to St. Timothy, a young priest that I've mentioned the last couple of weeks. Now, this is from God because it's in the Bible. And listen to how St. Paul wrote to St. Timothy. Stir into flame the gift of God. God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. In the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus, guard this rich trust with the help of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Here we hear encouragement, growth, strength, just pushing someone forward in their lives. So in our readings today, and in this week, I choose a title of God, Father, Son, or Holy Spirit. Or even remind yourself of one of your teachers or your coaches with gratitude of what they helped you to grow to who you are today. Bring these ideas to your prayerfulness, because no matter where you are, your teachers and coaches doing amazing things as humans did great, great things. But God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, will give you exactly what you need. Whether you're having a tough time, whether you're having a wonderful, beautiful time, times when you need strength, times in the middle. Please pray for that at Mass today. Bring that to your prayerfulness and your life to follow our God, Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit.